They bring a unique challenge previous to Derrick Henry even arriving, and now I thought they made a heck of a strategic move of going to get Derrick Henry. And I mean, that combination along with what they already had in Andrews and the tight end likely, and now with their wide receivers as well, Flowers in particular, I think they're the number one ranked offense in the NFL yards wise. So they're really good, and we'll have a challenge in front of us on Sunday night.
It took everything for me to not try to sing this right now.
Yeah.
But that was Sean McDermott talking about the Ravens offense. Derrick Henry, of course, a part of it. Bills, Ravens, that game, 8 o'clock, 8:20 kickoff, right?
Typically
for those sorts of things. We have
pickoff.
Pregame starting at 3 o'clock here on WGR. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How my voice heals up from here. I'm expected to be joining Nate.
Okay.
For Bills game day. So that's the hope.
That'll be fun.
That's the hope here. But
can I make a quick comment on that song? It is Bills related. It rekindled 2 years ago against the Los Angeles Rams. I remember this vividly. One of the games I wasn't working here that season. Josh Allen, it's when they marched down the field and just took down the Super Bowl champions, right?
Yes.
They killed them. And the first commercial break of the game, that song starts playing, and it's Tirico and Collinsworth,
yep,
all excited as Josh Allen's leaping into the arms of Deion Dawkins, I think it is. And I'm like, this is just a vibe. Like, whenever I hear that song, I just think of that. That's the Bills related, I guess. Weird thing that's just stuck in my brain when I hear that song. I just think of smiling Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course,
the vibes were there
on
Monday
season?
Night.
Yeah.
This past Monday night because of Mr. Brightside.
Mm-hmm. In the stadium, yeah.
In the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Kincaid gets it started with everyone. Mac Hollins, who absolutely should have been the betting favorite to whip out the air guitar.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mac Hollins with the air guitar.
I would have thought a real guitar at some point, honestly, with that guy. You never know what's going on. Did you see, he did an interview on some podcast. Where would you not go barefoot? He drew the line at the airport only because they've given him a problem with it before, not because it's like him drawing the line.
Yeah.
He would go barefoot in the subway in New York City.
That's bold.
He said no bathrooms, though. I'm like, isn't the subway essentially like...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's comparable
That's just as dangerous of territory.
I think he also said the hospital, he has to wear shoes.
They put scrubs on him. He doesn't wear shoes. They put those little booties on him.
The little booties on him. Yeah. The no-stick socks, maybe.
Yeah, but he said for any charity event or anything like that, he's going no shoes.
Yep.
No socks.
That's awesome.
And then he puts M&Ms in his water for his post-game celebratory drink. Peanut M&Ms, too. They were the honkers. They weren't just M&Ms.
The honkers.
They were not just little M&Ms. They were the peanut M&Ms.
But to get it back on point, though, here, the Bills are flying high right now.
They are.
Rocking out with the crowd. And now 3 straight games on the road.
Against...
Way to kill the fun, NFL!
Yeah.
Against, 3 straight on the road? What the hell?
Against some teams that actually have some standing, not the Jaguars.
And it's not even about the competition at that point. Vibes are at an all-time high, and you take them away from us for 3 weeks?
Yeah, you send them bye-bye.
Big rude.
Mm-hmm.
Super rude.
That is. What I would give for a primetime home game within the next 3 weeks. Especially with who you're playing.
Even just a regular home game.
Yeah.
Any one of those games, put them at home. Break it up.
Why couldn't Diggs come back to the Bills Mafia? Why does that have to be in Texas?
I mean, I'm okay with that, honestly.
You think?
Yes.
Do you think?
Because I think he would get treated a little unfairly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he ended up willing his way out, but I do think...
No snowballs to worry about, though.
No snowballs to worry about, but that also probably makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because then people throw things that aren't snowballs.
Mm, like they used to do at Patriots games.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
last thing we need.
Objects that...
Yeah, last thing we need.
I do have one
because
question.
Because I think of the Jack Eichel game.
Yes, the booze.
When it comes to Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, ready? You shouldn't even compare it because Diggs made a far bigger contribution to the Bills
than Jack Eichel ever
than
did,
Eichel
the
did for the Sabres.
And he left on, I mean.
Both left on bad terms.
Both left on bad terms, but I feel
very
like Eichel celebrated. Like he threw the picture up on social media right away, Vegas baby.
Yeah.
And it's him already photoshopped into a Golden Knights jersey. Diggs didn't do that at least. But I mean, do you think that right now is the best revenge arc in the NFL currently? Because like even. I feel like that's the most like raw one. Like, that's the newest is, one. And they play each other early.
Yeah, they play each other early, but I think the big thing here is this. That, first of all, I would say it's a next week topic, but we're not here next week.
No.
But the big thing here is both are doing just fine without the other.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We don't need to parade around the win that Buffalo's 3-0 and their offense is humming just along fine without Stephon Diggs.
You don't need to make your ex-girlfriend feel bad to feel good.
Exactly.
Like,
and Diggs doesn't have to worry about that either. He's getting a large target share, and everyone's like, they've got to deal with Nico. He's got to deal with Nico Collins. He's got to deal with Tank Dell. Tank Dell's out, by the way, for the next game on Sunday for Houston.
Yeah.
But like, Diggs is still getting his too. It's fine. Everyone's in a better place. The Bills are in a better place.
Everyone's happy.
Diggs is in a better place. Everyone's cool. Everyone's chilling. And then it's not going to matter if Diggs get his next week. It's going to be who wins the game. Because that's what's going to matter to both the team and Diggs. Who wins the game? Diggs would probably trade one catch for 14 yards if it meant a Texans win. He's not going to care about that. Because that's, at the end of the day, what everyone's out there doing is trying to win. As for Baltimore, the Bills have had a really good track record of reeling in Lamar Jackson. It's tough to do. You have to have a disciplined defense. You have to try to complicate things as much as possible. You have to be very, very disciplined, setting your edge, which was something that the Bills had a problem with Kyler Murray in week one.
Yes, but they remedied it in the second half.
They did change it up in the second half, and they were able to correct it. Setting the edge became how they were able to fix that game against Arizona.
Because James Conner and Kyler Murray were running outside on you the entire first half.
And the minute that they were able to better set the edge, both when it came to scrambles or the run game of Arizona, when they were setting the edge, they stymied the Arizona offense. And that's how Buffalo was able to come back. Meanwhile, Baltimore seems to be allergic to holding on to double-digit leads without problems. They just can't do it. So if the Ravens get out early on the Bills, I'm not stressing, because the Ravens do not know how to hold it very well in recent years. So what happens if the Bills are at 4-0 here, though? Like, the national talking heads are probably saying, like, oh, the Bills are the best team in the NFL. And for me, it's going to be as simple as this. Nothing changes.
No, nothing here changes.
Nothing changes. You want to know why? Because this is the same old Bills. And I don't mean to try to kill the vibe on it a little bit. I do want to keep it realistic in a sense of, we should be used to this. And it's a bigger deal because of all the names that left. But at the same time, they've already displayed to me that, say they come out of this stretch 5-1, those first six games, they go 5-1 or even better than that. There's two problems I have. Not problems. There's two things that I point out. One, the Bills are consistently good every year. Last year was the quote-unquote down year, and they were still the two seed in the AFC East champions.
It was a wild ride, don't get me wrong.
It got ugly.
Yeah, it was 5-5,
it was
6-6.
It was not enjoyable.
No, but they were there at the
end of
the season.
There at the end of the season.
And they put together a heck of a win streak to get there.
They did. But last year almost seems like the anomaly for this group, where they are very consistently a top team in the league. But now the other thing, and this is the problem, so to say, if Kansas City still has the same dang record or better than the Bills at that six-week stretch, it's kind of a moot point. You're like, oh, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs are facing off against L.A., and the Chargers don't have Joey Bosa, it looks like. Joe Alt is injured. Like, oh, great. And Derwin James is suspended. Like, oh, the Chiefs are facing a good Chargers team, or at least a resurgence Chargers team, at the right time. Yay, good for you. You still end up being the luckiest team in the league.
Yeah, right.
You don't need the help. Stop helping them.
The ref's color should be red and yellow.
I don't like to say it, like, that the refs are, like, favoring more teams than the others.
No,
but right now they are not beating the allegations.
No.
And it's frustrating.
They're honestly helping, like, big time.
But the thing is like, I know it's not supposed to be like that, and I like to think that there is some sort of sanctity within the game, Because how major, because if it was really played on like major markets and things like that, like the Jets would be the best team in the in the NFL.
The Jets wouldn't have one penalty called on them at all.
The Jets wouldn't have the longest playoff drought in major sports.
It's tied with the Sabres.
It's longer.
Oh. Well, how long are they?
14.
Oh, got them by a year.
Got them by a year.
So, I thought they were both 13. Okay.
So,
the
thing is, the refs are not helping.
Mm-hmm.
They're not beating the allegations right now. And I usually don't care about that. I always find ways that are not having to do with officiating that you could have done better to win that football game. But they're not beating the allegations.
No.
No way. Not with how it's gone so far.
There's not one thing that tells me they are.
But ready? The problem is, the other team that is just as good in the regular season, if not better, over these past 5 years, has been Kansas City. So until you can actually claim the number one seed from them.
Until they drop a game.
Until they drop something, which they tend to do.
Yeah, they'll drop a game, but also you have to make sure.
You take care of business.
You need to take care of business to keep that narrative in your favor.
Yes.
Right now, you're seeing it strictly with the quarterbacks, right? Allen versus Mahomes. Allen's kind of got the MVP limelight to himself at this point in the season.
And it is early.
It is very early.
But Mahomes already has 4 interceptions.
Yes. And Allen has none.
Josh Allen has 1 turnover.
Yeah, and it's from a fumble on his blind side.
On a strip sack. It was really nice play.
Yeah.
But I do think, though, that at the beginning of that game in Arizona, like, he was not in a rhythm.
Mm-mm.
And he, like, I thought he held on to that one too long.
Right. Well, that's what comes down to the preseason. Like, how long should he play? He really didn't play with the starter, so blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
He barely played at all. He played 1 drive.
So
maybe, not even a whole drive.
Maybe that shows you he might need more than just a quarter, if you will, in a drive and a half to really get his rhythm down before the season. But that's neither here nor there.
Circumstances were not in their favor at that point.
No, because the field was terrible in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because, oh my God.
Yeah, and then he didn't play in the last game. So it's just.
They need to replace that field so bad.
Mm-hmm. At Acrisure.
Oh my God. It might as well be made of ketchup.
They should just make it. When it was Heinz Field, why wasn't it red? How cool would that have been? College fields change their field color all the time. A big Heinz logo in the middle, under the Steelers logo.
Or just on the field, like one of those corner logos.
Yes.
Like 25.
Yeah. Make that green and the field red. Just change it up completely.
Yeah.
If I was ever behind the game day operations of an NFL team, it would just be chaos. Like the Bills stadium.
Field would just be decorated.
The field would be blue, end zones red.
The field would look like a European hockey jersey.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Best way to put it right there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Sponsors everywhere, just all over the field.
Down your sleeves, baby.
Different colors. Bills on top of the Bills logo. Every letter is a sponsorship. Be crazy. We'd be raking it in.
I would hate every bit of those uniforms then, man. I would hate every bit of it.
Well, I own one that I despise, the Toronto series patch. So maybe, you know, I feel like the one jersey you have on me is the Bills hockey jerseys from the USA, Team USA.
Yes, my infamous purchase of an Austin Matthews Bills Team USA jersey.
Yeah.
At that game, it was so popular, though.
I know.
It was popular amongst Bills fans.
Middle
staff. It was popular amongst Americans.
Yeah.
And it was popular amongst the Canadian fans that were there. Mm-hmm. Why? Oh, it's Austin Matthews. Mm-hmm. All right, sick.
Yeah.
Like, I made so many friends at that game.
Yeah.
And then I came here, and Howard chased me down the hallway.
We were talking.
Totally worth it.
We were talking about
that before the show. I never was more afraid in my life than Howard chasing after me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know he had it in him.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Too funny.
So
but I pulled that way off.
Yes,
but,
you did.
No, I truthfully think.
So at the end of the day, though, a win against the Ravens more or less means the status quo. And the status quo is perfectly fine. Because what's the status quo for the Bills in the regular season? Top tier team in the AFC, typically a top 3 finish.
Mm-hmm. And then
getting your home playoff game in the division, in the wild card and divisional round. And then we go from there.
One year you made the AFC Championship, the rest you've only made it to the divisional.
And that is where the narrative has to change. It's not the regular season. It is entirely January.
You need to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like that's simply in the or the Bengals.
It's the divisional round.
Yeah.
Because you clear the wild card round no problem all the time.
And you play your best games of the season most of the time in the wild card round.
Yes.
There was a perfect game in the wild card round. That was the year.
And offensively, there was a near perfect game that followed it.
Yes.
only to be let down by the rest of the decisions that were made.
By prevent defense.
By decisions, really.
Yeah.
Coaching decisions ultimately undid you there. And execution, too. You do have to play defense. And when the Chiefs got the football in overtime, you got to play defense. You still got to do it. You still got to stop them, or at least stymie them to a field goal.
Right.
Because what happened the next week? Chiefs won the Chiefs won the toss in overtime. What happened? They got picked. So, again, same old Bills is not a bad thing here.
It's the truth.
Because it's a great thing in the regular season.
Uh-huh. It's great to be a Bills fan in the regular season.
It is.
They're pounding on terrible teams.
Consistently good.
Yes. And they're good against the good teams.
And if you beat them, it is because you earned it because it was a one-score game.
Yeah, and like Sal said, exactly that.
They broke the record for longest amount of games.
They don't get blown out. They blow out or it's a close game. They don't get blown out. And that is, most football teams probably dream of a stat like that.
Yes. It's consistency that is damning.
Mm-hmm. You know what I heard yesterday? I do have to point this out. I was watching First Things First, okay? I do enjoy that program for all things considered, Nick Wright. I don't get as fired up anymore. He did make a point. He said, look at the... He described a team, right? Lost in the Super Bowl, lost in a big game, right? Got blown out by San Francisco. Next year, heartbreak in the divisional, or AFC Championship, excuse me, with the Bengals, right? Gets rid of their best receiver. Everyone's like, oh, they've downgraded, blah, 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 blah. Look at what happened to them the next year. The 2020 to 2022 Kansas City Chiefs sound a lot like the 2022 to 2024 Buffalo Bills, minus the Super Bowl appearance.
Well, that could be at the end of this, hopefully.
Yes, and that would
be the mirror.
Yeah, that would make it a full reflection of the two teams. And that was a very intriguing point by him, because I didn't even put that together. I forgot about that. But when Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, the narrative swirled around. Oh, the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah. They don't have a number one receiver. They're the ones who started the, hey, it's a team effort here. We're not going to have a number one guy. We're going to have a bunch of guys who can contribute solid amounts all season.
Right.
And the Bills are winning with that mentality right now and playing better than they have. No offense to Diggs or Davis by any means. They played really well with those guys. But Allen said it. I go up to those guys and I can say, this today might not be your day. But they're fine with that. They know they're part of the system, and that's that.
Yep.
That mentality, I think, is what has allowed the Bills to kind of cruise through the beginning of the season when they hit their stride.
So, I am going to say that I do feel confident in them in this game.
I do too.
Remember how I was very not confident in the Jaguars game, because yes. That's that Bills he lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah,
we
played that Ed Oliver clip where he said weird 8 times in the same sentence.
Yes.
We felt the same way.
But now, the history, recent history with the Bills and Ravens, it has been one-sided in Buffalo's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Does that continue? Because the Bills broke one of these recent trends. They did. Jacksonville last week. Does one go the other way? And that's going to be the question, but also, how well are they able to contain Lamar Jackson, who's been very good to start?
Yes, he gave the Chiefs a real run for their money the first week. He's put things together on the ground through the air. I mean, Mark Andrews is a question mark. I don't know what happened to him on that team.
Like, we can call into question the validity of the second MVP race vote with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you cannot call into question right now is dude's on fire to start the year.
Yeah, he's a game changer for them.
He has 956 total yards.
Yep.
254 rushing, 702 in passing.
Mm-hmm.
He still gets it.
How we always say, if we have Josh Allen, we're going to be fine. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson, and they're going to be fine. That's how
if the
it's
Bills
the same
can
thing.
Key in and stop, or at least limit what Lamar Jackson's able to do,
and Derrick Henry
that's
too. That's an added attachment for me. I'm nervous about that, because he is single handedly why the Titans, even gave you a problem.
I don't think Derrick Henry is the issue. I think Lamar Jackson is.
Yeah.
Because the running offense always starts with him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. They rush him before they'll throw Derrick Henry in on a quick down and do it. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah. You're right.
He's more dynamic. And yes, Derrick Henry has feasted on the Bills in the past.
Josh Norman.
But they even contained him last year.
They did. They completely just have shut him down.
It is different with the Ravens running the football, but we'll see what happens here.
I think it's going to be
a good game.
We'll talk about this more maybe in the next segment. I don't know, but The Ravens' offensive line, too, you're seeing some injuries. Up. Very banged up. This could be a big Von Miller, Greg Russo, Ed Oliver game. Like, it
Ed
really
Oliver
could be.
Probably more in particular, because starting left guard Andrew Voorhees is doubtful.
Oh.
Center Tyler Lindbaum is questionable. He probably will end up playing.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they lost some additions to their secondary, too.
But that is the defensive tackle depth is going to need to show. Mm-hmm. Daquan Jones is going to have a good game. Ed Oliver is going to have a good game. Like, the rotation on the inside is probably going to be the group that is going to have to bully a backup and show up. Also, Von Miller has been looking very good. Greg Rousseau has looked very good.
A.J. Epenesa even has looked very good.
A.J. Epenesa has had his splash plays again.
Yes.
They need to keep it going up front, but they also need to be disciplined, and that was a struggle in the first half of week one.
It was. So if they can learn from that and go on.
If they stay disciplined and the defensive line is able to bully a banged-up offensive line,
mm-hmm.
that's big.
Yeah, make Lamar uncomfortable. That's the name of the game. It really
is. Make him uncomfortable, but stay disciplined so that he can't escape and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to get you? He's going to get you on the ground. I'd expect 80 yards rushing
yeah,
from him.
Yeah.
No problem.
If there's an odd plus 50 rushing yards for him, take it. Like, seriously.
What the Bills do best is a player is going to get his. Can you stop the rest of the bleeding from everywhere else?
Mm-hmm. And they're good at putting pressure on the wound.
That's where they excel, is stopping the cuts from coming from everywhere else.
Yep.
You'll get your big hit from somebody. Typically, it's when the Dolphins play the Bills, for example. Tyreek Hill's the one that you stop from doing everything. Jalen Waddle gets his, typically.
Yeah, this season.
But then they limit everything else. When it's the Kansas City Chiefs. In the regular season, yeah, Travis Kelce gets his, no matter what. Regular season, playoffs. Travis Kelce gets his. It's that they mitigate the damage from the receiving, from the rest of the receiving core. In the playoffs, Valdes-Scantling and Rice had themselves a game. There's the difference. Can you stop the cuts from coming from somewhere else? That is what the Bills do best. I think Lamar Jackson will have himself his day. It's, can you stop Henry? Can you stop the receivers from really breaking out? You give up 80 yards rushing to Lamar Jackson, but you limit the air attack and you limit Derrick Henry. That's the recipe, I think, is success that the Bills have been able to track and be able to help out with. All right, we'll go around the league coming up next year. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on for another half hour here. You're listening to WGR.